Tonight, 40 members of the community union Acorn processed through the streets of Easton. It was a carol service with a difference. The singers brought peace and glad tidings to all, apart from maybe controversial property developers Generator Group, who were trying to build 140 homes on the old Elizabeth Shore chocolate factory next to the cycle path.
Very cross with Generator, rude and sneaky, mean and greedy.
But they say there is no room at the inn for any affordable housing. This is despite council planning guidance, which says that a development of this size should include at least 60 units of affordable homes. To dodge the local democratic process, Generator had to go straight to central government, or should that be King Herod, and argue that their scheme would be unprofitable if they were forced to build any affordable houses.
First of all, thank you everyone for coming out here tonight. I appreciate the weather wasn't the best, but this is Britain. Yeah, basically what we want to say is that it's a disgrace that there will be no social or affordable housing as per the current plans on the development, given the extent of the housing crisis in Bristol and the UK. We are seeing our neighbourhoods being increasingly gentrified with those private developments.
Now, Acorn members have launched a campaign to make Generator Group include affordable homes, or, failing that, for the council to bar the company from any development on public lands to deter other developers from following these perhaps not so wise men.
So I live down the road, and like, I'm not from Bristol, but I've been here my whole adult life, and I just don't see how this is going to help ordinary people whatsoever. But it's been shown across the country that if people come together and they do fight back, then we can get things changed. We were involved in a campaign to get social and affordable housing in the Blackbury Hill site in Fishponds, and that developer did give in and has included that, and they will be building some units that are for normal people. Yay. Yay. So I know it looks like this is like quite a big enemy. They might have lots of money in tax havens and stuff, but if we dig our heels in, we've shown that we can win, and we are going to dig our heels in and we are going to win. So like, well done everyone.
Work has not yet started on the site. Who knows where this one will end up? But if the directors of Generator were hoping for a silent night from the residents of Easton, this lot have told them that they won't go until they get some. And they don't want figgy pudding, whatever that is. They want social housing. This is Tim Hinson reporting for BCFM. Merry Christmas.
Oh, come and join the union.